Hey guys, Matt Donald here. I have heard your feedback at last. All of you who have subscribed to the Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald, where we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals. For the last year, you've been like, hey, Matt Donald, you and your little co-hosts have barely talked about pop culture featuring prehistoric animals. Instead, you've talked about whatever other crap you want and flimsily connecting it to paleontology or prehistoric animals in some way. Like, Friends? Because Ross is sometimes a paleontologist? Corpse Bride? Because it's a corpse that comes to life like Jurassic Park? What are you talking about? When are you going to talk about something that actually has dinosaurs in it? Rest assured, listeners, I have heard your feedback loud and clear, and this month we're talking about something that definitely has dinosaurs in it. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness! A T-Rex and a Triceratops appear in the background in one scene where they're traveling through the dimensions for all of a second and a half. You're welcome, listeners. Link is in the description before you can sign up to the Patreon. Thanks for your support! Have a good day! Yeah!
Roar, growl, snarl, bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast with as much spine as Anomacaris, the spineless creature. My name is Matthew Donald. Each week, I'm a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I'm joined by someone with probably the most spine of anyone I know. It's Natasha Crack. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. You?
I'm doing great, but no, I worship at the altar of your badassness. Like, you do so many cool things. I could never.
Y'all start out small with your adventures, and then you expand from there.
Yeah, well, it's just, I too much fear for my own mortality. Like, when I was a kid, I might mention this on the show before, but we used to, like, climb up trees 100 or so feet, jump off of cliffs into, like, oceans or rivers. Like,
I've not jumped off a cliff into the ocean, but I have done it in a river.
Yeah.
Yep, over near Gypsum, Colorado.
That's really cool, man. Good stuff. Okay, that's all. I'll bring my dinosaur related question. If you could jump into the ocean, or but bearing in mind it has to be a prehistoric one.
Oh no, I'm dead.
which one and why? Would you perhaps go like a safer one? Or would you have one more dangerous one so you end on a high note? You die, but at least you go out swinging, you know, like.
Oh, that's a good question, because.
Well, even if you like, oh, I'll go super safe. I'm going to go back to like pre-Cambrian times. It's like, oh no, that's when the ocean was acidic. And purple, potentially, or like green, you know, those weird times in the Proterozoic or whatever, where it was like.
I mean, no era is safe. Hell, even our modern era ain't safe to just jump into the ocean.
Yeah. I'm going to go, if it has to be prehistoric, I'm going to go just during the Ice Age. It's free of Megalodon, because Megalodon died due to the Ice Age. There's just going to be some whales.
Oh, there will probably be a few sharks and a fair number of jellies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it's just basically our modern ocean. But if you believe the Ice Age movies, there's some pirates swimming about on icebergs. With like a big Gigantopithecus captain voiced by Peter Dinklage.
Well, if we're going out swinging on a high note, why not during the height of the dinosaur era? Or why not go crazier and go into the Devonian?
The Devonian, you got... Well, I feel like maybe you could survive the Devonian.
Not really. Not with some of those monsters.
Dunkleosteus, I feel like it couldn't be... It wasn't that fast.
Yeah, you'd be surprised what's fast.
Also, I feel like as you keep it in front of you and then, like, duck to the... Or you keep behind it. It couldn't turn that much, you know?
Probably.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to put it away. I would swim with a Dunkleosteus.
You know what?
In the free water, I would say
it
that.
It would be a once-in-a-era type deal.
Oh, yeah.
So what are we talking about today? I know it has some armor.
It does have some armor, and I guess you could... wouldn't be in the ocean, but it would be in something. It would be in some swamps. We were talking about... Carbonemes, I think is how it's pronounced. I don't know. Carbonemes.
Ah, so it's a freshwater creature.
It's a freshwater creature. It is.
You know, freshwater hides its fair share of monsters, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, remember those big crocodiles, like Deinosuchus, Sargassuchus?
Oh, yeah.
All freshwater.
Yeah.
man. Carbonemes means coal turtle.
probably based on where they found it.
Probably.
Type, it is a Podocnimidid, a group of turtles that were once widely distributed, but now only have 8 surviving species, most of which from South America, like this one.
Ah.
Size 8 to 10 feet, / 2.5 to 3 meters long. And I can't find the exact weight, but I bet you it's a ton. Not a literal ton, I mean just a lot. Or maybe a literal ton, depending on how thick that shell is.
Yeah.
Diet carnivore. Yep, this was a predatory turtle.
Not something you find very often.
Although this isn't 100% confirmed, it just well could have been omnivorous. But one way or another, snakes, fish, and crocodiles were getting chomped by this thing. It's debated
a turtle
whether,
eating crocodiles. There we go.
It's debated on whether or not it chomped plants, though, as well. It's just debated that. Time, mid to late Paleocene.
Oh.
60 to 58 million years ago. Yep, this is that weird time just after the mass Cretaceous extinction and life was trying to figure itself out again.
Indeed.
Man. Location was Colombia. There's another big reptile from Colombia at this
time. Yes, Titanoboa.
Yes, there was.
I happen to be looking at a Florida museum at this moment.
Oh, yeah. They were contemporaneous with each other. described in 2012, pop culture appearance, you actually tame them in Ark Survival Evolved.
Wow.
And you can also exhibit them in Jurassic World the Game.
Nice.
But there really should be more, I reckon. After the end times, that was the KPG extinction, where a big-ass space rock splatted into the Yucatan and wiped out all non-avian dinosaurs, the world took a bit to recover. During said recovery period, evolution does a lot of crazy things.
Evolution has a habit of doing some really crazy things.
But
anyway,
like when there's empty gaps, like for a bit, you know, it's like an ecological beta test. It's like most of these crazy things are temporary and refilling the empty gaps.
And they just don't make it half the time.
No, famously, once this attempt at refilling an empty plant happened in the early Triassic period, a few million years after the Permian extinction, aka the Great Dying, which is when Lystrosaurus, or Lystrosaurus, I go back and forth, decided for a brief part of geological history that the world was theirs and theirs alone, and that one species made up half of all life.
I mean, if the design worked.
It worked for a bit. They were everywhere. Like, if you go to a place around that time period, like South Africa, you find the fossils. 95% of the fossils in that formation will be Lystrosaurus.
Oh, so they were that era's equivalent of prairie dogs.
Yep. For more on Lystrosaurus, they are in Jurassic World Evolution and Jurassic World Dominion. And also, I did an episode of Paleobites on them with Laura Owsley.
Nice.
Fun stuff. But another instance, though, was the giant snake, before mentioned Titanoboa, a massive constrictor that threatened almost all other animal life in its South American swampy habitat. Note that I said almost. Because there was another creature that lived there that not only didn't give even the tiniest shit about Titanoboa, it might have also preyed on it. And might have even been the top predator of its environment. What could have such a creature been, you might ask? A giant crocodile? An early mammal predator? A big terry bird?
What we would all think.
No, it's a turtle.
That's a turtle.
An enormous carnivorous turtle the size of a small car was possibly the biggest apex predator of this prehistoric Colombian marshland. So
that's a pretty darn good sized turtle.
It's about the size of Archelon, but unlike that peaceful pelagic pacifist, Carbonemys was a perilous, perverse, and putrid predator. It was basically a snapping turtle on steroids.
Oh, lovely.
This is something that definitely could only exist a few million years after a mass extinction, because any other time, that'd be too much. Evolution would just be like, nope, too much.
Yeah, basically.
So, yeah, meet Carbonemys, one of the largest turtles of all time, nearly the size of a smart car. You know those smart cars? That's about the size of
Oh, those annoying things. Get them off the roads.
You don't like them? They're adorable.
Yeah, but people are playing on their screens when they should be focused on
road. That's true.
So get those things off the road.
Well, sort of like how the Teslas, they'd have some funny games with them because they're self-drive. You know, I guess we should have seen how immature Elon Musk really was with the whole Twitter thing after we learned that Tesla has a button that can fart.
Oh, lovely.
And the way it does this, you can choose which seat it comes from.
Oh, lovely.
You can accuse someone else of farting. It can only comes from one seat. Like,
I mean, what is this, a clown car?
Basically. Yeah, like a clown car.
That would fly in the circus.
Just like in a clown car, it fits 50 people. Oh, man. That's actually one of my favorite jokes, is the clown car joke.
I knew they were bad, but Jeez.
Oh, man. So like I said, it's basically an alligator snapping turtle, but enormous. Its jaw's able to crush bone and pierce through crocodile scales.
Yikes.
Now, obviously, since this was a turtle, it would be an ambush predator rather than a pursuit one.
Clearly.
But depending on how well its camouflage was as it sat down waiting for prey, potentially anything that could swim close by could be prey. Even Titanoboa.
That's impressive.
If a Titanoboa swam too close, it could snap its neck clean in two and behead the thing.
Yep.
And, like, it's just crazy. A turtle!
A turtle!
A turtle is the big apex predator!
I mean, we know that these days, a lot of turtles are omnivorous, if not entirely carnivorous. I'm looking at the sea turtles. But
yeah.
Jeez, a giant, well, predatory, like, turtle.
The nice turtles you can get as pets, they love strawberries.
I mean, there are some other ones you can get. Yeah. Yeah, they like strawberries.
Yeah. So cute. And then Ninja Turtles at least eat pizza.
Right?
So they're not carnivorous.
Well, maybe that's what the problem is, that the Carbonimes didn't have prehistoric pizza.
No, it didn't. Actually, wait, hold on. Okay, so it could have used the cheese of various, the milk could milk from other creatures at the time. There were mammals at the time.
There were mammals.
Now, the grain for the wheat.
I mean, grasses, I suppose.
Grass. Oh, grass. Oh, yeah, actually, no, that could be grass around this time. Because I was like, oh, grass evolved a little bit later. But actually, no, there's evidence that evolved in certain areas.
Yeah?
In the late Cretaceous, like particularly in India. So let's say there's some grass.
Well, if not, we can use some sort of seeds.
Tomatoes, though, for the sauce.
Oh, tomatoes are recent. Tomatoes are basically humans.
Nightshades, yeah. Like, so...
Yeah.
Hmm.
The nightshade family's too modern.
There is, like, the entire nightshade family, I wonder. When could there have been? Because most fruits were cultivated, I guess.
Some developed naturally.
Yeah, I guess. Like some grapes.
Specifically
and, like,
for animals to eat and pass the seeds around.
Yes, yes. The nightshades. Early Eocene to recent 52. Oh, not quite. Not quite.
Nope.
Still a little bit later. Okay, so let's say there was some sort of thing to make the sauce. It'd be a weird thing. It wouldn't be a tomato.
Still, it wouldn't have been baked pizza.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. Also baked.
I mean, they'd have to rely on forest fires.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. So, yeah, there could have been a pizza.
Maybe, but we're pushing it.
Yeah, yeah. So
maybe it would have been in a better mood if it had pizza, though.
This is just making me want pizza. Just like this place, big turtle, big snake. It's a good thing, like... Encanto took place in the Holocene rather than the Paleocene. Otherwise, everyone on that casita would have been eaten. Because that was also Colombia. I don't know if you knew that. So
sounds about right.
We don't talk about carbonemies. No, we don't talk about carbonemies. Not quite the chart chopper that we don't talk about Bruno was, but anyways. Yeah, it's just a really big turtle.
It is a really big turtle.
I mean, do you have anything more to say about it?
I mean, when I pulled up the Florida Museum, they call it Cofrin's side-necked turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it makes sense based on, like, its species name, so yeah.
And it was found
Cofrin, yep.
In a coal mine.
Oh, that's why it's carbonemies. Yeah, it makes sense. The coal.
Yeah, Creon, if I'm getting my pronunciation. In northern Colombia.
Nice. Yeah, the Curion, yep, formation, yep. The Cesar Rochera Basin in northeastern Colombia. So, yeah. Crazy times.
Indeed.
Can you imagine walking? How much money would you think you would need to walk through that forest?
Honestly,
there's a Titanoboa and this thing.
Oof. Well, I ain't doing it alone.
This thing, at least you could outrun. You just have to make sure you don't see it. It's so well camouflaged, you actually just get...
I mean, here's the thing. A moose can camouflage, so why not that thing?
That's true.
And then you throw in a giant snake?
Yep.
Don't go alone.
Nope. Don't go alone. Or with a group. Like, you just add more meats to the table. The Titanoboas and Carbonemies come swimming in like, oh, buffet! Look at that thing. It has like a crocodilian in its jaws there, a little lizard thing. It's
nice.
So, yeah. And this is definitely the picture I'm using for the episode. All right.
I mean, it would have been a fun thing to photograph from a distance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I imagine, like an alligator snapping turtle, it's like, it'd be hiding with its kind of head in the and then it just, it could do a really quick, like a really
Probably.
Quick snap.
Probably.
Like, turtles are slow, and obviously, but like, Have you seen the way alligator snapping turtles' mouths close? Oh, it's the fastest thing. It's like a bullet.
And people get hurt every year from underestimating alligator snapping turtles.
I don't know how you could look at
them in Colorado, but
I could look at that and underestimate. Just look at that thing. It's just like it's that thing. It's just that big sharp beak. It's just I could chop my hand off.
The problem is they think turtle.
Yeah,
they think turtle slow.
I mean, it is slow, but that's don't test it.
Snapping turtles in the water, as I understand it. Anyone listening from the southern United States will have some horror stories for us.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, like...
So that would be this on steroids.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm sure in the water they could actually... Well, maybe not this, but other turtles can be quite fast.
Yeah.
Especially if they're going for it. Was it like... Did you ever watch Swan Princess when you were younger?
I might have.
Remember the turtles? Like, friends, call me Speed. And at first up in the land, he was slow. But then in the water, he was like... Like, it was like a motorboat. Oh man. Anyways, all right, well, that's it for this week. Oh wait, sorry, we gotta rate it 1 out of 65 million. I'm rating it like a 56 million or 57 million.
That is a solid rating. I'm gonna run with that as well. It's a hell of a turtle.
Oh my god, it's just the fact that it was the apex predator and it included Titanoboa in its environment.
Yeah,
can you imagine the fights? Titanoboa wraps around it and, like,
pretty spectacular, because the Titanoboa wouldn't be able to constrict through that shell.
If you want an example of this in a movie, do you ever see the movie Rango?
I actually have.
Remember at the end when Rattlesnake Jake takes the tortoise mayor and like is like, what was that you said? Soon no one will ever believe you ever existed. And he wraps around him and drags him off. I love that snake because he's got a Gatling gun for a rattle. Anyways, that part at the end, that's the battle between the Titanoboa and Carbonemys, except Carbonemys still wins.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, well, that's it for this week. If you want to get the whole show, and contact me at mattd@methadoncreator.com. For agenda questions to any of the co-hosts, you can find me on social media at Methadon Creator on Facebook, at Methadon64 on Twitter, and Methadon64 on Instagram, and everywhere else like TikTok and what have you. Mastodon, probably one of these days. I have a book series on Amazon, Megazoic, available for print and Kindle. Natasha here did the illustrations, so that's good stuff. That's it. Intros, the more I do these outros, the shorter they get, because I'm just like, you all know at this point. So at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites, just snap. Just like the crocodile's like, la da da, diddly dee, nothing. Doesn't even have any last words, just dead. Anyways, bye.